نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We start with the tragic news, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our brother Harun Karoja passed away. We just performed the Salatul Janaza. And then we received the news of our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, her beloved mother, Ma Ismet, there in Karachi. She passed away, and Janaza took place also just Karachi time. It was around 6 o'clock. So Allah Ta'ala grant her also Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and all our marhumin, and as Mufti Sahib spoke now, that we used to come here very often, and whenever we come here, we think of our Haji Musa Manjra. So he also passed away 1.5 years ago or so. Allah Ta'ala grant him also Jannat al-Firdaus. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all are aware, brothers, that tonight is the 3rd of Zulhijjah 1443. And we know that next week, Sunday will be Eid here in South Africa. So I want to discuss Hajjatul Wida, the final and farewell Hajj of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened was that it was the 10th year of the Hijrah. So why did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wait till the 10th year of the Hijrah? Because the people at that time, during the time of paganism, they would manipulate the calendar. The Quran Sharif speaks of this, in chapter 9, verse 37, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ, which means that sometime they would change this date, sometime change this month. So they would postpone it, intercalation you call it. So the calendar itself was not 100% correct. Lo and behold, in the 10th year after the Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi. Now the calendar has come back as it was originally, and now the date, everything are correct. Hence you go for the Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj. It was the 25th of Zulqa'dah, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, and it was a Saturday. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced that after Zuhr, on the Saturday, we will be leaving for Hajj from Medina Munawwara. So people were excited, elated, delighted. People started coming and so forth. So from there, they left. No ihram, no nothing as yet, in their normal clothes. And then they came there to the miqat. They came there to the boundary. The boundary is called Zul Hulayfa. That was in those days. 106 years ago, 107 years ago, the name of the miqat, the name of the boundary changed. Because there was a great shortage of water, and remember that there was so a great paucity that a person from Sudan, his name Ali Darfuri. Ali Darfuri. Darfur is a place name in Sudan, and his name was Ali. And he started getting his team, and they started digging up the boreholes and the wells and everything. Suddenly the people were so delighted, elated, they found that there's a lot of water now. They took the original name Zulhulayfa and placed it one side, and they called us Bir Ali, Abar Ali, the well of Ali, the wells of Ali, boreholes of Ali. It has nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. All this happened 106-107 years ago when you study the history. So imagine this man, his love, his sincerity was such that he made arrangements for the water, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accepted it. Till today people are using that water. I was so happy when I came and I saw the board there by our Haji Musa's place, Mahroom's place. There they've got three taps there, and they say it's open for everybody. And so many people, they were telling me now supper time, then Muslim, non-Muslim, and all different people come. So that is the greatest sadaqah jariyah we can do. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, his mother passes away, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, and he comes to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Inna umma sa'adiyan kuttuqattu wufiyat, my mother has passed away. What should I do, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala al-ma, hiya habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said water. He went himself, فَحَفَرَ بِئِرًا فَقَالَ هَذِي لِأُمِّ سَعْدٍ. So he went and he arranged the borehole, the well, whatever you want to, and dedicated it to his mother. So each one of us, qurbani time, so mashallah, make one extra qurbani, first for yourself, and thereafter for all the people, whether it is the marhumin, whether it's those alive, whether it's those to come as well. All that is jaiz is permissible. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hada man lam yudahi min ummati. This is for those people who haven't slaughtered in my ummah. So whether it's the past, present, future, all are included also. Similarly with the wealth. So if we can't afford one whole well, so at least put 100 rand, 1,000 rand, whatever it is, and say that is my share and my contribution to that. That's a great, great sadaqah jariyah. So Saturday night, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba spend day in Zulhulayfa. Now they is called Bir Ali, Abar Ali. So the next day, now Fajr Salat is read, advices are given, all that. Now the news is spreading like fire. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving for Hajj. So people now took their ghusl, took their bath, everything. Then they came into ihram, and after Zuhur Salat, now the journey starts. So it shows from here, remember, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Madinah Munawwara on a Saturday, and then went into ihram on a Sunday, 26th of Zulqa'dah. And then after Zuhur, departed. So the choice was given. Whichever Hajj you want to make tamattu, so you make intention for Umrah only. And you want to make intention for Ifrad, Hajj only. You want to make intention for Umrah and Hajj, then both Umrah and Hajj, you make intention, the Qiran Hajj. So whatever people felt they were comfortable with. And then the Sahaba were told, Ayyul Hajji Afdal Ya Rasulullah, which Hajj is the best? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-Ajju wa-Thajju. Al-Ajju, raise your voice, you the man. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. And the women were also reading, but softly. And now the qafila, the group is getting bigger and bigger. So you should take them 10 days. Normal journey from Madinah Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped and here and there. All that is everything recorded, documented. If you, the ulama students, want the best books, the best references, there's a hadith of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And you will find in Ibn Majah in various compilations. And Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, wrote a whole book on this in Arabic, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining every place where the Master alayhi salatu salam stopped and so forth. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, remember, on a Sunday. And this is now the fourth of the Zilhijjah. 25th they left, and on the 4th they arrived. So on that Sunday, and now the people had to perform their tawaf, their umrah, all that. So many people have joined up now, and we find that so many questions have to be asked now and answered and responded to. So in that way there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making ta'aleem and teaching the ummah that how to perform the umrah, how to perform the hajj and so forth. Then that Thursday, the 8th of Zulhijjah, so it is the 10th day, 10th year after the hijrah and 8th of Zulhijjah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that now we will leave. We will leave from Makkah to Mina. The first day of Hajj, everything is sunnah. So they left then, and they're going, some on the camel, some on the walking, and whatever means of transport conveyance they could find. And then the master alayhi salatu salam, where Masjidul Khayf is, in that area there, he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the 5 salat. So Masjidul Khayf is very historic for those of you who've been there, and those who haven't been there, at least you should know. The ulama have written that 70 Anbiya alayhi salatu salam read salat there, and various other reasons also. But remember, the greatest is the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salat there as well. And therefore, at least one salat we should try and read there in our life. So when we go for ziyarat, we go for umrah, hajj time, we know a lot of problems nowadays. But at least go there, in that vicinity, you read with that intention. So Allah jalla wa ala will make it easy for us, inshallah. Thereafter, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zuhr time, Zuhr Salat, Asr time, Asr Salat, Maghrib time, Maghrib Salat, Isha time, Isha Salat. When we go for Hajj, what we tell the Hajjis? What you will tell the Hajjis to do? When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what are the qualities of the Hajji? So Master alayhi salatu salam said, 3 qualities. Ifsha'u salam, that makes salam. So the men should make salam to the men, the women to the women. And afshu salam abaynakum. A house must become a home. The home must become darasalam, a home of peace, serenity, tranquility. I always tell husband, wife, parents, children, once you start making salam, you will find that Allah Ta'ala will soften the hearts. Husband, wife, you married, it's not only the bodies must meet, the hearts have to meet. Once the hearts meet, there's unity of thought. And you both going in the same direction, then you will find there's no conflict, no tension. Very little there will be. It will become a bed of roses. Otherwise, it will become a bed of thorns. But sometimes our people, you said, yeah, we heard we want to make salam. So who they want to make salam? They see one nice woman there. There she's from Malaysia, Indonesia, Lebanon, or Syria, or Palestine. They'll pass the tree, assalamu alaikum. What business you got to make salam to that lady there now, and this type of thing? You say, no, I'm practicing on the sunnah. Yeah, these 1,000 men, yeah, they couldn't practice. Now I go practice with a woman. That's how the shaitaniyat starts, all these things here. Second one is it'amu ta'am. So what we used to do, mashallah, swadal Allah's mercy. So once we reach there, so we tell them, and from Makkah, Azizia, wherever we are, we say, brothers, this person, Mufti sahab, this Maulana sahab, this Haji sahab, this Qari sahab, whoever we know, trustworthy. Then, any currency you want, just give him money, must be lillah, not zakat at all, must be lillah. Any amount, you want to give $100, 100 rupees, 100 rand, 10 rand, 5, whatever. So we appoint 2-3 of them as treasurers, and then we give a talk after Asr, and we say, now go out. Go out after Asr, go out after Maghrib, go out after Isha, and just stand there with a box of water. Stand there with a box of the fruit. Stand there with juice. And just say one word. First, our youngsters are very reluctant, but once they learn, they say, we have to go again and again. So I say, just say, Sabil, Sabil, Sabil. Then you will see in 5 minutes all the water is finished, all the juice is finished. So 1 year was so hot, the police also left their duty, they also standing in the queue to take the the water away and so forth. So always when you go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, keep some money always aside, especially Hajj time. There are so many people, they're just waiting for you to come. and you like the angel there, and you're telling them that yeah, take Bhaji, you don't have to speak anything, just keep it ready. And it's all that glass bottles and whatever. So they dwa dil se nikalta hai. You can see they perspiring, and it's much summer and so forth. So we must always be there to help the Haji. That is the great thing for us to do. And you will see people nine ihram, you know. Sometimes they don't sit properly and their legs are like this. You can see a lot of things. So if you want to rectify people also, don't start shouting and screaming. Just go quietly and that, ay layyinul kalam. Speak to them in a very, very courteous manner. Because our chaps are not used to ihram. They sit there in Mina and all that. You see, they sit like this. You understand? You sit like this, you can see everything. You understood? And this now thing. And now these shaitans, what they went to go do in Mina, Allah give them hidayat, what else you can say? They demolish so many areas there to push up and improve Mina, but they go put that standing urinals and all that. Now people must stand and urinate and fire up there like that now. Imagine somebody, how many times in the past I complained about this. And I went right to the Riasa, to the presidency. I told them that how could you ever think that for us you put here in special services, that now people in ihram, you're going to pick up your ihram in there. And I announced 100 times, please brothers, this is haram, it's la yajuz. I saw my own eyes, I'm in a masjid. Those of you who know Arabic, some places it's even written on the urinal. Yajuzul bawlu qa'iman. Is there permissible to you stand and urinate? Amen. We ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chiraag se. We destroy our own hajj. Imagine, Mr. Ghosti. Inna lillahi. But it's a reality. Then the next day, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the ummah that with the labbaik you must read takbir, because now is the second day of hajj. And Fajr you will read there and you read takbir. So what we do, first we read takbir and then we start the labbaik. So you read both, remember that. You say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Then you go. Again you will leave after sunrise. First day also after sunrise. And now your second part, second leg of the journey, Mina to Arafat. So you get people going by bus, people going walking, people, whatever they can find, they going. So that day, the second day, the day of Arafat, this is Friday. Now Friday, did they see the moon with the eye? Naked eye, no. You must remember, you could never see the moon 10, 11, 12 hours there. But they got moon samis there, you see. So in Cape Town you go, they got man cakers. And there they got moon samis, they will see the moon there even before the birth of the moon and this type of thing. There are a lot of politics involved. But anyway, the Hajj is valid. Any unda, danda, wrong, whatever they do is upon them, the authorities and this type of things. Whatever their ulterior motives were. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time also, it was a Friday, that the day of Arafah. And the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Hajju Arafah, that Hajj is Arafah. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah says, Hadha al-Hadith Ummul Manasik, that this day is the greatest day as far as all the actions of Hajj go. It's the mother, it's the nucleus. Now you, your family member, your friend, somebody is gone for Hajj, they're all in Makkah now, for example. So you, nowadays, because all the gadgets there, our WhatsApp and emails and what and what and what, you can contact them easily. So my brothers, when we used to go and take the groups, so I have to tell them three things. Number one, read Quran Sharif, start in Medina, you come to Makkah, Aziziya, on the day of Arafat. When the time of wuku starts now, so then you must try and read your last 10 surahs, last 5 surahs. Make khatmul Quran fi maidani Arafat. So, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 2011, when I went inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, so I always had the dili tamanna, Ya Allah, when will I get chance first to go inside? And if I get chance to go inside, then I'll make khatmul Quran Sharif fi jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba. So Allah Ta'ala made both possible. We did it with Allah's help. So always you must ask and beg Allah. So When you finish your Quran Sharif, now you're making dua, you are in Maidan-e-Arafat, and subhanallah, every dua of yours inshallah will be accepted. 4,000 malaika come down to say Ameen. Allama Nawawi has mentioned, you must remember. We're on the occasion of Khatmul Quran. Second one, we tell the people that remember, there's no time, go this mall and that mall and waste time here. Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladat ummu. Make intention of 50 tawaf. So one tawaf, 7 rounds. So 350. The non-Muslims, they ask me on the radio. They say, you Muslims have a tipsy or what? So I said, why? I said, ask whatever you want, no problem. So they say, for what you'll go round the cube. They call the Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah cube. You'll go round, what? A little bit mixed up people or what? So I said, no, we the most sober people on this earth. We the most sober people on this earth. So why we go round and round? Now for them, you can't tell them about Quran and Sunnah. You have to give logical answer. I say, when your clothing is dirty, you take and put in a washing machine. Then it spins round and round and round. It comes out white and clean. So the Muslim go round. He comes out white and clean from all his vices and sins. So everything you must know, you give such an answer, then they said, yeah, that makes sense. So in that way, see miracle of Islam. You got 1 million people, 2 million people Hajj day. We perform Hajj with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. In 1992, 4 million people were there, the greatest crowd ever in Hajj, remember. So Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl. So the Imam is there. Stow, i'tadilu, safu sufufakum. Less than a minute, everybody is ready, Allahu Akbar. You show me anywhere in the world that in a minute you can get 1 million people ready all in a line, anywhere in the world. This is the miracle of Baytullah, of Kaaba Musharrafa, of Salat. Remember this. That otherwise it will take hours to get people ready for Salat and so forth. So that is Islam. Now the question arises, brothers, now you must pay attention, it gets very interesting. In the whole entire big world, Allah Ta'ala chose Arafat. Arafat is not part of the Haram. Arafat is not part of the Haram. You have got big BMW here. You children, you know meaning of BMW. You know. What the meaning? You see, tomorrow you grow up, when you get married, you're going to see the girl, you go with Nissan, Toyota, all that, they'll tell you, make istikhara. You go with a BMW, be my wife. They'll say, take her, it's alright. That's why when you go for proposal, you must go BMW. This Toyota, Nissan, it don't look so nice there. Okay? Yeah. So, this BMW already, you'll know better than me, M33, M whatever you call. But remember the code is very interesting. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, M33M, that constitutes the Haram. And your Arafat, all that out of the Haram. Your Tan'im, the way you fasten your Haram, Masjid, all out of the Haram. So Hudaybiyah, all out of the Haram, all that. So remember that. So why did Allah Jalla Wala choose Arafat? If you don't go Arafat, your Hajj is not done. You have to go there instead of Ihram. So the reason for that is, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, that when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this universe, then Allah Jalla Wala created our arwah, our souls, our spirit, call whatever you want. So in Alam-e Arwah, Allah Ta'ala in the realm of the souls, in the realm of the spirit, Allah Jalla Wala posed the question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? So everybody said, why not? Meaning, yes, you are, Anta Rabbuna, you are our sustainer, nourisher, provider. So where did that pledge, that covenant take place? It took place at Wadi and Na'aman. You got the name? Wadi Na'aman. So Wadi and Na'aman is where? Is Arafat. how your car license, how this license, that license, every year you have to renew it. So when we go for Hajj, so we tell the Hujjaj, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then we say, repeat these two words, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. My shop, my job, my farm, all that is secondary. That is sabab zahiri. That is the superficial means. The real means that we enjoying all these bounties and favors, because you, Allah, Jalla Wala, you are Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You sustain, nourish, provide for the entire universe and creation. So that started in Maidan Arafat. Next one, why we go to Arafat? Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Every Nabi came to Arafat. Go open Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. The first person to perform Hajj, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. From where he performed Hajj, the word is mentioned, min al-Hind. So Hind means not this India what we know today. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Ceylon, what? All that area there. So he came from Hind, from that greater India, larger India, and performed Hajj Ma'ashiyan, walking, first person to perform Hajj. And then if you take Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perform Hajj once, after it became compulsory, and twice before it became compulsory. So every Nabi came to Arafat, and every Nabi read this dua. Remember the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So their dua'i wa dua'ul anbiya min qabli. Quickly before I forget, let me give you a quick rundown. If you study the great, great people of this ummah and Muslimah, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he's buried in Makkah, but not in the graveyard. That one Arab's house at the back. We went there with Allah's help. So he performed 60 Hajj, a'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. 60 Hajj, 60. And 1,000 umrahs and liberated 1,000 slaves and so. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, who most of us we follow in jurisprudence, remember he performed 55 Hajj. People would ask him, Imam Sahib, you're the big Imam. How many times Hajj is compulsory? He say once. He say, for what you have to go every year? He said, there's one ayat I found in the Quran. I didn't find such virtue for any ibadat except for Hajj. So therefore, when the time comes, I get ready and liyashhadu manafi'a lahu. For Hajj, you will witness and observe now and year after. In this world also, the nafa', the benefit, and the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, that you will obtain and attain. Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, performed 50 Hajj. Ta'uz bin Kaysan, one of the greatest students of Abdullah ibn Abbas, he performed 39 Hajj. Now he already busy with his 40th Hajj. Mina, he was there, Arafat, he was there, and then he told his people, he's over 100 years old, Ta'uz Rahimu. And his memory, Kamakan, is like when he was a young person. He didn't forget anything. He said, people asked him, how you have such a powerful retentive memory? He said, Bikasratil Quran. So, I read Quran Sharif excessively. So lo and behold, now in Muzdalifah, finish, Arafat finished Muzdalifah, they read Maghrib Isha, he was tired, exhausted. He said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Inna Alhamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk, La Sharika Laka. His last words, he rested and went taqala ila rahmatillah. After 40th Hajj is done. So 40 Hajj he performed, and this is how he passes away in Muzdalifah. These are the Salaf Isali. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, the brother of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He performed 25 Hajj. So like that you will find great, great people. Remember that. Our Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah. I was fortunate for Umrah and Hajj also. 74 was Umrah, 75 was Hajj. And in 77 Hazrat passed away. In Masjid Nabawi, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah said for itikaf, last 10 days Ramadan in Masjid Nabawi, 34 years he spent, he said for itikaf. I was there present, you know, we never even knew Urdu and Arabic and all broken. And Hazrat said, he used to give advice there, we used to just bring water. And so he said, Jawani ka zamana tha, hum jo hai 32 martaba tawaf ada karte the yawmiya. In our Jawani, in our youth, we used to perform 32 tawaf per day. Me and you try 32 tawaf per day, our janazah will come out. You must remember this thing. So you must remember. That's how we are, you must remember. We want to go from there also till there. We want to need a car, you know how it is. So that was one aspect I wanted to mention. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You listeners need to understand this properly because you'll make a lot of mix up in this thing. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the exclusive rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 21 verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So when you come to Arafat, there's a big masjid there, Masjid Namira. Myself, my wife, that time no agent, all that, we don't have to worry about hotel, anything. You just book ticket and you fly. There's no visa, no nothing, you get everything there. So in those days, it was very good for us. So what you used to do, that wherever you find place, we just go. And the camp, what you do is this, from Mina, we just get any transport, and they shouting there, Namira, 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 so they just drop you there, finish. The only thing you will miss, even if your camp is there, we don't go to the camp. So the only thing you will miss is the biryani or the rice and all this thing, and the nice food there, that's all. So we arrived there 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, there at the masjid, and then the Grand Mufti will come, the same Grand Mufti. From 1981 till 2015, I mean whether you like, don't like, but this is the truth, for 35 years, remember, 81 to 2015, he used to deliver the khutbah, and he used to perform the salat, Zohar and Asr. Even Jummah, Zohar and Asr, there's no Jummah Salat in Arafat. So even in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, even today. So, the 35 years he was there. So, and now he's still there, but they took it away from him now. So every year they appoint new person to perform the Salat in Arafat and so forth. So the point I want to make, this is something interesting, you all must pay attention. So this year is Masjid Namira, right? 100,000, 150,000 people plus minus can fit in. Now I don't know if any one of you really went inside and went to study the masjid. So the masjid is like this, right? We just use the same Qibla. But when you go inside, where the Imam stands and where the pillars are there, so just estimation, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times bigger, obviously. So remember, this portion here is not part of Arafat. It's part of the masjid, but not part of Arafat. Are you understanding this what I'm saying? So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatan lil alameen. Even on that occasion, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the ummah and said, this ummah of mine is such, they will read namaz also maybe wrong place. Wrong place meaning they might read out of Arafat because the crowd will be so big. So the master alayhi salatu salam performed, technically the master alayhi salatu salam performed the salat in Batne Urana. So this is Batne Urana and Arafat starts there. So when you enter Masjid Namira, you will find from that corner of the wall is like over 1 kilo, maybe 2 kilo. From one side to the other, that they have all boards there in 50, 60 languages. English, Urdu, and whatever language you can think of they have. This is not Arafat, meaning this portion here. But the Imam is going to read Salat here. So what happens nowadays, the Imam is here, then the Prime Minister, then President, the Royal Family. So sometimes, if you go early, you can get in there also. So like one, two time, I know we kept in there, the back third surf or fourth surf like that. In the, those days, there wasn't so much security and all that kind of thing there. So then, where that fence is, where the boards are, now the khutbah starts, then the salat is finished, Zohar, Asr, everybody runs away, 90% run away. So I had to tell my wife, this is the best thing for us, let them run away, now we go at the back. She is there, the back. So ladies, they put them that side, and the sizes go at the back there, and we take our water, and then they don't allow food and all this thing, and you keep on putting liquid. So what more you want? You're inside the masjid, so you got shade, you got aircon, and you got your juice, you got your water, you got your liquid, and then you might just stand and make dua, what bigger job you want to do? Are you understanding now? So this was a very easy way of performing the wukuf. That inside there, it is. So how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, our people confused the issue. Did you understand where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed salat? Not in Arafat. We're not saying the ummah must not read in Arafat. The ummah must read in Arafat. But in case you made a mistake, then your salat is valid. Remember this thing here. So for that reason, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the salat there. And if we've been several times with Allah sahab there in the masjid, so the masjid is designed like that, so that the imam and the first 5-6 serfs will be out. And then the others all will just follow, and all that will be inside. So if you look at Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hajj, so the master alayhi salatu wasalam came, delivered the khutbah, read the salat, and then went after that to make the wukuf. So there where you got the Jabalur Rahmah and all that, so there is the area where Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wukuf. But if you hear our people, how they explain sometimes, they'll tell you the khutbah was given from there. That's not right. The khutbah was given here. So first khutbah, then salat, and thereafter remember the wukuf. So that is the sequence of events. So when you go to Arafat, brothers, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala take us, and our families are there to teach them, make khatmul Quran, read labbaik, read la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we went several times, Allah kabul farmai. The last one was 2019. 2020, no foreigners allowed. 2021, no foreigners allowed. Now they're allowing. Now also absolute chaos it is. You saw what happened to the Pakistanis. They dumped them there. Even South Africa is going to go there. That Camp D. In our time, there was no Camp D. And so they put them there, and this Pakistanis, they walking. No water. How much you perform wudu? How much you make istinja? Hey, man khabla. Just leave them. But you say, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. So what khidmat you making? And then they fleece you. How much they charging? Our people, the cheapest package, 100,000. That's entry level. Now how much other expenses there? So brothers, it's very, very difficult. Allah al-Musta'an. So the point I want to make, that you must tell your family members who are there, see when the sun is going to go down. When the sun goes down in Arafat, then you must have that 100% yaqeen, that I cried so much, we made so much tawbah, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala definitely inshallah has forgiven us. You must leave with a positive frame of mind. Imam Hassan al-Basri, you know Imam Hassan al-Basri. Sayyidina Hassan Basri was born, remember, in Madinah Munawwara. Where he was born, so they brought him to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, make tahnik. So he took the dates and he chewed it and he read, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of deen of Islam. Wa habibhu ilan nas, and make him beloved to the people. When he was 14 years old, then his family moved there to Basra and also Hassan Basri. So he was so beloved, wherever he went, people would flock to listen to him. A master of tafsir remarked, see, quickly I give you one story, and it is about Damal here also. Somebody came to him, any doctor ye make maaf. So somebody came to him and asked him, Imam, that my business is going right down. He said, make istighfar. After half an hour, 1 hour, sometime, another person came. That he say, I'm married so long, I don't have children. He said, make istighfar. Then another person came, he said, we don't have water, we famine and drought and all. He said, make istighfar. So, easy example to make you understand. You go to the doctor, head paining, panado. Knee paining, panado. Stomach paining, panado. So what you will say, this is a real Dr. Panado, you understand? One prescription for whole lot, top, middle, down, everywhere, panado, panado. Maybe he collected free somewhere also, they just give it. So one student asked him, for Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, said, Sheikh, three different people came with three different problems, and you said, istighfar, 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 what's all this about? He said, Amma qara'at al-Qur'an, you didn't read Qur'an? Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, all of us have to read. Every night is an auspicious night, every day is an auspicious day. Istaghfiru rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara. Make abundant istighfar, beg Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa Allah is all forgiving. One, yursili sama'a alaykum midrara. Allah will send for you the beneficial good rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ Allah will increase your wealth for you. بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَ Almighty Allah will increase for you, your children as well. So Allah will bless you with children, Allah will give you wonderful wealth, Allah Ta'ala will give you good rain. So all from Quran. And these are the worldly benefits. What about the year after? وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا See, these are how great they were, people. May you read the ayat, but we just read and carry on. Must apply it and think and reflect over it. So nevertheless, so all this will happen. So Sayyidah Hasan Basri was asked, when I'm leaving Arafat, I'm leaving Makkah, I'm coming home, how do I know my Hajj is accepted? Show me the alamat, ya Imam. You the Imam, you the Sheikh. Show me. He gave one sentence. Al-raghba ila al-akhirah. Wal-raghba anid dunya. Our interest in the world, it decreases. Our interest and shock and our love for the year after, it increases. For the world, it must decrease. And for the year after, it must increase. Now me and you, what is it? We got one shop, then we're looking for another one. We got one car, we're looking for another one. We got one wife, we're looking for another one also. So you know how things go nowadays. So whatever line we got garage, we're looking for another garage. We're looking for factory, another factory. So how can it decrease when all the time? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ Why are we so ungrateful to Almighty Allah? Because this heart is saturated with the love of wealth. So when the wealth has saturated our hearts, then you must remember that the love for Allah will decrease, the love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will decrease, the love for Deen of Islam will decrease. Go ask Sufyan Thawri what dua he taught us. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, Sheikh Al-Azhar, what a great giant he was. We met him 74, 75. His beard was even longer than mine. So he used to always walk with tasbih. So he wrote the book, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. In there, Sufyan Thawri said, he's addressing the ulama, Ya milh al umma, idha fasad al milh, fasad al tu'am. Oh, you ulama, you are the salt of this ummah. If the salt gets rotten, then the food will get rotten also. Then he taught the ulama and the ummah one dua. He said, ask Allah for everything that's good and permissible. Allahumma ja'al ad-dunya fi aydina. Give us nice house, nice shop, nice children, nice car, nice body. What means of transport meaning? So you ask Allah for that. But Allah majali dunya fi aidina. Leave it in our hands, Ya Allah. Wala tajalha fi qulubina. Don't put the deen right inside our heart. So if it goes, the dunya, I said deen, it means dunya. Don't put the dunya right in our heart. Put the deen right in our heart. Because if you're going to put the dunya right in the heart, then the deen will come here, and the first thing we will give up is the deen. As we're doing today. What's the first sacrifice we made? So we just give it up. I said, no, this is difficult, that is difficult. Yesterday or this morning, I can't remember so many. The person said that Qurbani is gone so expensive that I won't even make Qurbani. You see, the mindset has become like that. You must remember that. Nobody will say there's a wedding here and so forth, it's gone so expensive, so not cancel. Nobody will. Wednesday, price of petrol will go up. Nobody will say, leave my car now, let me go by bicycle. They'll put more and more, you must remember. So that is how the dunya is supposed to be in the hand and the deen in the heart. But we, total opposite way of done. So remember this type of thing. So that was your Arafat, then Muzdalifa. So there, mashallah, in Muzdalifa, today Muzdalifa is very nice. When we went for Muzdalifa, those days there, 75 was our first. Hardly any bathrooms, any toilet, and you go to women folk, then you ask that muallim, that you say, bye, we are alone, but other people say, Mivika, say, they can't go there, the toilets are so long, by the time they finish up, you two, which is not for that time will be finished. And so what happens? They say, you see where the two buses meet, you know, they're parking. So put one chip that side and put one chip that side and tell that chip to face this side and tell one chip to face this side here and tell your wife she must do everything between the two buses. So the guys are sleeping here and there, suddenly they see certain things moving, you understood? And all that type of thing. A lot of things used to happen like this, you must remember. And then you get the Shafi, Ambali brothers and all of them. 12 o'clock, burr, all the buses are starting, you understood? Because after midnight, 12 o'clock, half past 12, they start moving it up. So you just sleep for a little bit, and then they started their thing. So the Muzdalifa was a big, now to get into Muzdalifa is a big problem. Because why? Everybody, Mina, Arafat, fine. Arafat, Muzdalifa, fine. But now to get inside to Muzdalifa, everybody is moving together. And now the police don't want to hear anything. They just make harrik, you know, now you can see Muzdalifa is there. They must go right. The police will tell you go left straight. So now you must go right around again. That takes another 1 hour. So that is a trip. You always must remember that very difficult. Sometimes we sit in the bus 5-6 hours, just going around. I can't leave the people. They're all old people. What are you going to do? For us, it's easy, you just jump. What about the old people? Where are you going to go to? I told you the other day, our South African got lost. So, in Mina, so he doesn't know anything. I think last night I mentioned it. So when he got lost and all that, we tell him don't go, but you know, they must go check a little bit. So when he came back after 2-3 hours, by where you went? He said, no, I got lost. I said, how you came back? He said, no, I went to the police, I told him. That he spoke in English and the police spoke in Arabic. He said, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. Police said, Al-Bayk, Allahumma, Al-Bayk. He said, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. You know the restaurant, you see. Chaus, they know where all the places are. So he said, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. Police said, Al-Bayk, Allahumma, Al-Bayk. So this way, they say, they're Al-Bayk. So now I found the place. So like that, it is our people, you know. So you must always know what you're doing. Then, brothers, then the 10th day, the 10th of Zulhijjah is very busy. First you're going to pelf, big shaitan only. Then you slaughter Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi yadihi al-sharifa. With his own Mubarak hands, he sacrificed 63 camels. And 37 camels were slaughtered by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, 100 camels. So the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, age Mubarak, 63. The Master alayhi salatu salam, Hajjatul Wida, 63 camel, bi yadi sharifa. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his Hayat al-Tayyibah liberated and emancipated 63 slaves. So 63 is, and Surah 63 verse 11 also got the message. وَلَيُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. That when the death comes, see, we got janazah. Our mother passed away there, Ma Ismat. So Allah Ta'ala bring our Dr. Afia also back home, you know, her children. Allah make easy for her. So remember that Surah 63 is telling us that once the time comes for your demise, وَلَيُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Surah 63, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the age of 63, your demise will take. Verse 11, in the 11th year of the Hijrah. And exactly, it happened like that. This is called Lata'ifu Tafsir, that certain things you deduce from the Quran Sharif. So thereafter, the shaving of the hair. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shaved the hair Mubarak and then distributed it. If you go to Topkapi and that even today, you will find the genuine one, the hair Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Bukhari Sharif it is actually mentioned, لَشَعْرَةٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. That one hair Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved. Is more beloved to us, the Sahaba used to say, than the entire world and whatever it contains. But all this nowadays, I got Bal Mubarak, you got Wallahu A'lam, we say. You understood? Because 90% is not 100% authentic. People don't have chain. If you don't have the chain, the sanad, then you can't say it's authentic, remember. So one in Topkapi and then one to other places, there you will find 100% authentic that is. So that is how the hair Mubarak came. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu ruled the Ummah from the year 41. 22nd Rajab he passes away in the year 60. Almost 20 years he ruled. He had the nail Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. He said, today now, I'm in my last moments, just leave the nail Mubarak here of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and khallu bayni wa bayna arhamir rahimin. You'll go from here. The people never even reached, they passed away. So the hair Mubarak was also distributed and the nail Mubarak also were distributed. So you should know these things here. Then remember that tawaf, now you're out of ihram now, you pelted and then you sacrificed and you shaved. So now you go make tawafu ziyarat. So in Hajj when I deliver lectures, I say, brothers, because a hungry man is angry man, you know our people, that I say you must make ziyarat of Baytullah, tawaf ziyarat, and make sa'i also. Then you make the ziyarat of your wife. You understand? Some guys must make shortcut because Azizia is just there. I say, bhai, you must make tawaf ziyarat first. Then you make the ziyarat here. You understood? And still they make me zigzag. You understood? Some of them, yeah. Say, no, I did it this way. I say, then it's all stories. Then. So you have to pay penalty and all. And then 11th and 12th, you must pelt. And another thing we promoted a lot, but Allah's help, 6-day hajj, that you must stay the extra day. So alhamdulillah, a lot of people. So I asked the guys, why you don't stay the 6-day? He say, we don't have imam. I say, I'll be your imam if there's no imam. I say, why you don't stay? He say, there's no chows here. I say, who told you? Go out and chip there in the kitchen. They're not allowed to leave here before 6 days. So, there's the biggest worry they have to have. Who will be the imam? And who, where we going to get the chows? And this type of thing. So brothers, these 3-4 things you must encourage. Now, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah on the 4th. Of Zulhijjah, the night of the 14th, so they already made Tawaful Wida, everything. Now see, 3 incidents. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha started crying. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying? Ma yubki ki Aisha? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the wives, they perform Umrah and Hajj, but I only perform Hajj, because when this came, just before Makkah, in Sarif, then her menses started, Tanapaki started. So she couldn't perform Umrah. So she made Ifrad Hajj. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the night of the 14th. Take your sister Abdul Rahman, Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha, you go make Umrah. So therefore, Masjid al-Tan'im is famous. Masjid al-Umrah, Masjid al-Aisha. So, Umrah was done. Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulallah, but my nafaki has started. Now what? He said, did you perform tawaful ziyarah? He said, yes. So he said, fine, tawaful wida, farewell tawaf, lady in nafaki, you don't have to perform. Allah let all these type of things happen, so it will set the precedent for our ladies in future. Everything is great wisdom. So now everybody is set to go back, and we're going to conclude on this. This is the essence we must learn. Hadith in Ibn Majah. Habibuna, the exact place, you must learn these things here. 2019, I was showing the groups there. I'll show you another one thing. Now Allah put it in my head. So, if you come out from where you're pelting and that, and you come towards Bin Dawood, we call him Dawood Mota. So where Dawood Mota, you find that Shisha branch is. So that area there is called that Muhassab, Tahsib, if you look in the Hadith Kitab. So the whole area is called, so Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba were waiting there. From there the exit route to Medina was very easy. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then taught the Ummah a dua. Allahumma ja'al hajjana hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, make our hajj such a hajj, la riya'a fiha. Not done to impress the eyes of people. Not performed to impress the ears of people. Today 90%, 80% of the things we do is for this. To impress the eyes of people or to impress the ears of people. Therefore there's no barakat in it. Do for the sake of Almighty Allah. So see what a beautiful dua. When we perform Hajj on the 13th, we are still there. The other day one person sent me a message. Please tell me that masjid. That I want to tell my family members. So I told them, I'll show you, take you to two masjid on the 13th. We are in Mina. Now the Hajjis are gone. So that Fajr Salat we go read in Masjidul Khayf. Why? Because now the masjid is empty. So very easy. You just go read Salat there for the men. So that's one. Second one, now you finish all your pelting, everything. You're coming downhill, 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 downhill. So in the time of Khalifa Mansur, you must remember this here. After the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, exclude that. If somebody has to ask you currently, which is the oldest masjid in Makkah? Oldest masjid in Makkah. So remember that the Ottoman Empire, they ruled the Turks for 640 years. And then the Saudis came, now they just renovated it, but built by the Turks. So if you go down, 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 then I take the Hajis one side, I say, look there. There's a masjid light yellow in color and it doesn't have a roof. The masjid does not have a roof. So that masjid is called Masjidul Aqaba. That masjid is called Masjidul Aqaba. Why? When Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there in Makkah Mukarramah and the torture persecution continued, then the people, Sahaba came, Ya Rasulullah, that private meeting was taking place at Aqaba. So that is the area there, and then the Turks, they built the masjid, and they didn't put a roof. Now the Saudis just renovated it, but it's enclosed now. When I went first time, it was open, we read Salat inside, everything. So remember that these are still places you can visit, although you can't enter inside. It's called Masjidul Aqaba. So my time is exhausted. We have to go back to the studio with all the radios. So we'll make quick dua now for our marhumin also. And make dua, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah Ta'ala protect Majlul Aqsa and all our masajid. And Allah Ta'ala bring our mother, our sister, Dr. Afia also back to her children. And all Muslims who are suffering in different parts of the world, Allah Jalla Wala alleviate their plight. My brothers, these are big days, big nights. Don't go now and get busy with this movie and that movie and all that. So we do some good deeds and then we just pour water over it. See our youth, you youngsters. Dad, I love Manchester United. I love Liverpool. I love this. Your Liverpool and Manchester United is telling you, you must follow LGBT, then you become our support. If you don't do that, we don't want you. So it means they're telling you, you must do Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, and Adam and Eve business. You see how they want to steal and snatch our iman away. And we don't even know what's going on. Last week, I give one lesson quickly. Last week I was in Eastern Cape, and I was going to different East London and then Queenstown and Port Elizabeth. But the Maulana came to me, he said, I want to tell you one incident because you're on the radio. I said, whatever you tell me, it's fine. He said, the Laitiki small guy in Madrasa, he point to his Maulana, his Ustad. Say, Maulana, you're a homophobe. Maulana, you're a homophobe. Do you know what it means, homophobe? Homo, you want to go to the same people, you know, male to male. Phobe, that you hate them, you dislike them. You're not supposed to be a homophobe. Imagine they want, you must start tolerating, accepting, must be normal. What is there? If this happened, Adam and Eve are busy, so it's alright. And Adam and Steve also busy, that also is alright. Now a small Laitiki in school, he's learning all this and he tells his Maulana this kind of thing. So what's going to happen afterwards to our own children? So my brothers, we cry to Allah for our own children. I saw too many things in the West and what, how our children just flew out of Islam. Not 50, 100, thousands of them. Because once you allow assimilation, and there's no, Hazrat Ali Miah, Hazrat Abu Hassan Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote an ajeeb sentence. He said that, we protected Islam, how? First we built masajid. Then with the masajid, we built madrasas. Then we built Qabristan. If you take these three things away, one of them, the whole deen will fly away. Go see South America there, not 100, millions of Muslims out of the fold of Islam. Millions. Arabs, they were waiting for their government, they'll come masjid, madrasa. Nobody came. And they all just went. Football, girlfriend, wine, dine and swine and finish. So that's how it is. So brothers, beg Allah, you gave us Iman, you gave us Islam. Make our khatima, our ending on Iman. And those who protected our Iman, our forefathers, our teachers, Sahaba downwards, Allah Jalla Wala, protect all of, reward all of them. And make our khatima on Iman. And Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. Allah Jalla accept the Qurbani and make the Eid also. Now it's Sunday Eid, now you don't have to get so. So you and your wife can also take that word easy, you know. So say, I need to take some money like that, you know. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept all of us, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam wa ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Allahumma بين الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Sallam, our brother Harun who passed away here, our mother who passed away there, Dr. Afia's mother, Ma Ismat in Karachi. Make dua for all of them. That's what they need from all of us. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. Allahumma zukhum jannatul firdaus. Allahumma hasibhum hisabi yaseera. Allahumma anqulhum min dhiqil luhud ila jannatika jannatil khulud. Fi sidrin makhdood wa talhim mandood wa dhillin mamdood ya ghafoor ya wadood. Rabbana اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين إن شاء الله tomorrow we'll have program in Don Masjid. Don Masjid Jamaat is 6 o'clock. Yeah, so we'll be there, inshallah. It's not live. We just will give short nasiha. So all the live programs, alhamdulillah, are finished now. And inshallah, tomorrow we'll be there in the town masjid. It's supposed to be other way around, but you know, DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, and ANC, and no current. You know how it is. So that's how things work out. You needed some generator, and you needed this, and I don't know what and what. So they said, no, this side, yeah, the program, and janaza also. So everything worked out fine. So alhamdulillah, so tomorrow we'll be there, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Barakallah to all the trustees and imams. Mona Imran, I sent a message. He says he's in Lusaka, mashallah. So I think he'll come back after it. So Allah Ta'ala bring him back also with afiyat, inshallah.